Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're out of the command center in Austin, Texas right now. Alex Jones is in Chantilly, Virginia. Bilderberg, 2008. We just had him on the line. Do we have Philly 911 Truth with us right now?
Yeah, this is Nick Carangi of Philly 911 Truth. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Great, man. Why don't you give us an update on what's going down in Chantilly?
All right, yeah, here at Ground Zero, Chantilly, Virginia, with the Bilderberg Conference. We just had a sighting of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. We went around to the front, the mass, large body of the group, and instead of, you know, taking the entire group, we left a few stay-behind operatives, sort of like Gladio, just kind of, you know, be an outpost. And luckily, through that method of, you know, organization, we were able to capture the Fed chair as he exited the Bilderberg Conference. And Phil Figueredo is actually the fellow who captured it. He got a pretty exclusive shot, so I'm going to let him take it from here, what he thinks about it all.
All right.
Hey, buddy, Jason, how you doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Good, man. I'm Phil Figueredo. I'm from Philly 911 Truth. And I was staying behind on the side entrance. Everybody went to the front entrance, and all of a sudden I see a police escort. There's two black limousines in the back cars, and then I had my camera focused, and then on the back seat of the first black car was Bernanke. And I was just like, wow, it's Bernanke. I was like, whoa. And he was on his BlackBerry. He didn't even have his tinted windows. Like, he had some, you know, real gall. Like, just,
he's a man.
Yeah, he's the guy who's killing our country through, you know, devaluing the currency. I mean,
well, they're all blinging out. I mean, did you hear about the fact that the Department of Justice purchased 125 iPods to ship there?
Yeah,
with
Bilderberg
2008. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I mean, public money. I mean, that's nuts. But him being here and him showing his face, and I mean, he has a police escort. You think, you know, he's working for the government, but no, he's, you know, working for the private Federal Reserve. And, you know, it just shows where his true allegiances are, and that's to the international bankers, you know, that run this country and the world. So, I mean, it's real bad. And he doesn't even, like, he just has the gall, no tinted windows. I mean, yesterday we saw a bunch of people, they're, you know, cowards, you know, with their tinted windows, and they're having their coats cut on the hangers in the back, covering their faces, reading the newspaper, but not this guy. I mean, I don't know if he got word that most of us were in the front. I think that's what it was. And then, yeah, I was with some guys from AFP, and I think they got some good shots of him too. But yeah, that was it. It was nuts.
It's pretty incredible, the turnout there. You know, yesterday I saw a bunch of people there. I saw like 25 people there while Alex was bullhorning. Right now, the live stream is back up over at wearechange.org. You can see Luke Radowski and Rob Jacobson outside of the Bilderberg meeting, and it's sweltering heat, and it's just so good to know that we have at least pushed the mainstream media into admitting that there is a Bilderberg conference, that it is secret. They're admitting that it's secret, but it's so there can be open and candid about our enslavement.
Yes.
And not have to have any repercussions whatsoever. Why don't you speak to that, the privacy of this meeting, and the fact that, you know, there's little to no chance that any of the policy that's discussed will come out in an open forum?
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. I mean, I guess We Are Changed got a video of Bill Clinton that you were talking about the other day. I was listening to you, and you were saying, you know, how he basically admitted that they were negotiating NATO policy before he got to the Bilderberg meeting, you know.
And by the way, the head of NATO security is there right now. He is on the list. Of course he is. You know,
Jim Tucker, actually, I guess he got a press release from Newswire that's like, like, they don't usually do that type of stuff. And they had all
BusinessWire.com. BusinessWire.com. Yeah,
yes,
they had this
yes.
press release, and it's just unbelievable. They talk about how they're going to be talking about a nuclear-free world, cyber terrorism, Africa, good. Russia,
yeah,
China.
Yeah, cyber terrorism, exactly. They're confronting us now.
Yeah. We're the cyber terrorists because we're the ones reporting this in a live and open forum to the world. We're doing the journalist's job. Unfortunately,
exactly.
The people that control the journalists are inside that very meeting right now. This is the Alex Jones Show. We will be back after these messages. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and if you want that live video feed, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get on it.
Warning, the EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. And remember, you can see this live feed over at Bilderberg at wearechange.org. We're going to be posting some of that over at, I think there's a mirror over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Do I still have Philly 9/11 Truth with me?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's still here.
So you guys have done some pretty amazing work outside of this. One of the ones that stands out in my mind is your Bob Graham confrontation.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, Nick got him on that real good.
I wish you guys would send that to us. I'd love to put that in my new film. I talk a lot about the connection between the ISI, Bob Graham, Porter Goss,
That was my only criticism of Loose Change. The new one was it didn't go into that, you know, aspect more.
Mm-hmm.
But there was only so much you could put in there, but
yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a 2-hour-plus movie.
I'm glad to hear you're making another one though. That's good.
Yeah, well, we're trying to, you know, go into, you know, how this was financed, how it was carried out, who were the patsies, what role did everybody play, because obviously there was a lot of compartmentalization going on.
Oh, most definitely.
That's what the Pakistani ISI was there to do. They were there to fund the hijackers through our allies to cause plausible deniability between our intelligence agencies and theirs.
Yeah, let me put Nick on so we can talk about the Bob Graham confrontation.
Absolutely.
All right, here he is.
Yeah, well, quick run through the Bob Graham confrontation. Besides challenging him about several of the 9/11 whistleblowers, of course, we brought up Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer and Sabelle Edmonds, which he denied any knowledge of. Specifically, we brought up the issue that he received pre-9/11 intelligence about R.G. Abbas, a supposed operative of Osama bin Laden.
That was the Randy Glass information?
Right, Randy Glass, who was basically working as an undercover arms salesman, with the ATF.
Yeah, there was even an MSNBC special on the whole entire thing.
I mean, yeah, the story should have gone supernova in the mainstream media. However, obviously, we know how they're killed very quickly. So I challenge Senator Bob Graham because he's the one. He and another Florida senator, I can't remember his name.
Porter Goss. And they were both meeting with the head of the ISI, and they are the co-chairs of the initial congressional investigation. A lot of people don't know that the lead Democrat on that was also Nancy Pelosi. So you can't expect her to want to reinvestigate 9/11 when she was part of the original congressional cover-up where 27 pages were redacted.
Definitely. But here's the thing. Randy Glass had more than just paper transactions. He sent communiques. But also he met with Graham in person, and he has the video, actually, of that conversation. So, I mean, that's in his back pocket. I don't know if and when Randy Glass will release that.
Well, I hope he does. I mean, we were already waiting almost 7 years,
That may be the only security. I mean, it's difficult
to say.
I
don't want to come down on people when I don't know the entire situation,
But in challenging Graham on that issue, it's like you bring it up that he received the pre-9/11 intel that R.G. Abbas is plotting to, destroy the World Trade Centers. And again and again, you have Glass pleading with him, saying, what are you doing to follow up with this information? And his staffer, Charlie Yontz, affirms that, yes, the senator is taking action. And then a few months later, 9/11, transpires. And ever since then, Graham has denied ever receiving Glass prior to the September 11th. Eventually, he did say that he received them after the attacks, but now he's even rescinded that completely. He denies any knowledge whatsoever of Randy Glass or that issue.
Absolutely. He has to deny it because once he says that he knows about it, he becomes a little bit more criminally culpable, and he's obviously hiding a lot.
Right. He's a total shill for the September 11th criminals, whomever they may be.
One of the more apologetic shills, I'll give him that. So what's the plan for tonight?
Another apologetic show we just got. Richard A. Clark, excuse me. We just got him the other day. We brought up W199I, the internal memorandum that was circulating within the FBI and CIA.
Mufaz Bin Laden, the Bin Laden brother-in-law.
96 calling agents off of WAMI, the World Assembly of Muslim Youth, and eventually... Used again up until 2001 to basically stop the investigations, like what we saw with Colleen Rowley, Robert Wright, Harry Salmon, all these investigations getting killed as part of the W199I issue. Greg Palast, of course, did the research into that. He has the document. He's only given about 2 pages from what I can see on the internet. But what we do know of it, it's pretty much conducive to the whole September 11th conspiracy, of course. So he denied any knowledge whatsoever of the W199I issue. He also denied any knowledge whatsoever of Sybelle Edmonds, although he was, the terrorism czar at that point in time in 2002. So he's obviously, although he's the one that said, we failed you, and he takes the onus on himself and sort of placates and, ossifies the families
total
and the general public. Yeah, he's a total shill yet again. We have to keep the pressure on him. And he's on tour with his new book, Your Government Failed You.
You hear that, folks? You want to get involved? You want to be part of the media? Go to his book signing. Ask him a tough question.
Just go on to Google right now and just type book signings, and you will find Richard Clark, you will find Richard Haass, you will find all of these criminal elitists that we're seeing today here at the Bilderberg Conference. Didn't see those two former ones I mentioned, but we certainly are seeing enough. I mean, there's sketchy reports of Paul Wolfowitz.
No, Wolfowitz is there. He's on the list.
Okay.
Is there. Condoleezza Rice is there.
I haven't read the list as of yet, but what we did see yesterday was definitely heavy guards, armed entourage, police escorts, and what looked to be, because one of them was purportedly holding a Desert Eagle, which you cannot possess in the United States, from what I understand, Israeli or Mossad connection, most likely.
So what are the plans for tonight? What are you guys doing this evening at the Bilderberg Conference?
We're going to be here till 10 o'clock. I encourage every single person that's in the 400 miles. Make the drive. Come out here. Take the flight if you have to. We're going to be here till Sunday. They're going to be leaving, and, of course, we're going to catch them, scurrying away back to their whatever.
Like the cockroaches they are. All right,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
I thank you guys for the call and the update. I'm going to jump to some other callers. Keep us updated and keep up the great work.
We're going to keep the heat on out here. We'll have more reports as the weekend proceeds.
All right. Thank you, brother. There it is. Welcome. Bilderberg 2008 live from Chantilly, Virginia. You're only going to get it on this radio broadcast, the Alex Jones Show. And this show is made possible through our sponsors, such as Enerfood. We all know that stress weakens your mind, inhibiting your ability to focus on the things that truly matter. Fight back with Enerfood. Practically every one of us up here are absolutely addicted to the stuff. It is really all over the office, folks. And for all the best reasons, Enerfood is nature's 100% all-natural organic superfood with no GMOs, fillers, or sweeteners. Just 20 power-packed ingredients that will sharpen your mind and give you the energy you need. You get everything you need for less than a dollar a day. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com. Or go to Infowars.com and click on the banner. The number is 1-866-762-9238. That's 1-866-762-9238. And our other huge sponsor, our largest sponsor, is, of course, eFoods Direct. And I talked earlier about how they are rationing food in some stores in New York. This is a serious matter. You can only get 3 bags of rice over at Sam's Club and over at BJ's. This is tragic. I can't believe I live in a country now where I can't get everything I need for purchase. Rationing food. Think about that. It's really scary. So go to eFoods Direct. The only sure thing about the future is that there is no sure thing. Storing food for your family is one of the most prudent actions you can take. No one knows what can or will affect the functioning of society or food distribution. With store food, you eliminate that worry. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the United States. There are no experts, guys. Be prepared and give eFoods Direct a call at 1-800-409-5633 or click on the huge banner over at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. That's the number 1-800-409-5633, eFoods Direct. All right, we got some time in this segment to take some callers. Remember, Daniel Estalon will be on at half past the hour. We're going to talk about these Bilderberg developments, the fact they put out a press release, the fact that the attendee list is there, what he thinks is now on the agenda with that attendee list leaking, all the latest stories over at Infowars.com. Right now, let's jump to John in Missouri. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you with me?
Yes, give me 2 seconds. Okay, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, good job. I just wanted to let you know that you're getting better. I want to make sure that you know that you're getting better. And I want to make sure that somebody has let you know that.
All right.
But I wanted to, on a lighter note, let you know that something that these talk show hosts do have Freudian slips, you could say. O'Reilly had on his show a little while ago, a couple of weeks ago, I saw him, where he was mentioning that video on YouTube has surfaced where he was very angry 20 years ago.
I watched it on Inside Edition.
You know, you can see where he's swearing and all that. Mm-hmm. And he said he would show it on his show, but he can't due to due to contractual agreements. It's kind of what's up. Want to let you know that this
well, what you're referring to is this
is so easily discredited, and I want to encourage people to call up talk shows more often because there are so many of us and such few of them, and it's so easy to get through on these talk shows that we can easily discredit these propagandists and bring them to justice more quickly.
Well, that is the Mark Dice model, and I
want to also
totally
bring
agree.
Your attention to. Something that I think is very widely ignored, and that's that in the L.A. Times about 2 or 3 weeks ago, if you want to look at Babylon and Beyond, I don't know if you've seen that Major General Kevin Bergner had reported that out of 20,000 pieces of ammunition and ordnance and that kind of thing, nothing had been identified as coming from Iran. Had you seen that?
No, I haven't, but, they're trying to set up Iran. There's no doubt about it in my mind, although Estalon may disagree. We got to let you go. Your phone connection is just awful, and it's clicking in and out. That's all right. Let's jump to another phone call. Let's go to Joe in Edmonton. Joe, you with me?
Hi, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay, hi, Jason. Thanks for taking my call. Two things here. I got one of these criminal scumbag elite coming to my city, coming to the Shaw Conference Center here at Edmonton come Friday, June the 20th. He's going to speak for about an hour and a half.
Well, hold on. Let's wait to the other side. You let us know who this criminal is. It's the Alex Jones Show, live Bilderberg 2008 coverage, Infowars.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show, Bilderberg 2008. This is the top of the line coverage, the coverage you're going to get nowhere else. This is where we tell you who's there, why they're there. We have live reports from there, which nobody else has. And if you go to wearechange.org right now, you'll see Rob Jacobson, one of the great employees over here at Infowars.com, responsible for a lot of the editing of Alex Jones's great films, including 9/11 Truth Rising. The 9/11 Chronicles coming up. I think we're going to be releasing that on the net on July 4th. It's very exciting. The DVD is being mastered as we speak. And Rob is just a great person, great patriot. And we hope to hear from Alex Jones at the bottom of the hour. Hopefully we'll have Estelle on in the next segment. We'll see what happens. But right now we're talking to Joe at Edmonton, and he's talking about telling people to confront some of these scum. So who's coming to your town?
Okay. Hang on to the seat of your pants here, Jason, because this piece of garbage, this pathetic piece of dog vomit, the kindest words that I can find for this clown, William Jefferson Clinton, 42nd President of your United States, come here to Edmonton. He's going to be speaking here in Edmonton, Alberta, at the Shaw Conference Center, 2 weeks from today, on the 20th of June, from 12 o'clock noon to 1:30. Then he travels 200 miles south to Calgary to speak in Calgary. I don't know where about what venue in Calgary, but
Well, the bottom line is we need some truth squads out there. We need some tough questions asked. He was just confronted on Bilderberg yet again, and he was asked, why isn't the media at Bilderberg? And he just, I don't know. I haven't been there in 15 years. I suspect he's been there sooner than 15 years
denial,
ago.
Denial, and, denial, denial. You know,
absolutely.
That's
and his
how
wife,
a lot of these big political celebrities talk.
And I'll tell you right now, his wife probably met with Bilderbergers last night. There's no way it's a coincidence that her and Obama get together for their first meeting after she says that she's out of the race in D.C., on the night the Bilderberg Conference starts, okay? Give me a break. That's like lightning striking five times in the same place.
Also, too, Jason, can I just weigh in with one more quick comment,
sure.
Then I'll go here.
Sure.
Right here up in my neck of the woods, here in Alberta, we have been basking in an economic boom thanks to the high price of oil over the past few years. For me, it really frustrates me personally trying to wake up a brain-dead Alberta citizenry who, I don't know where to start. You know,
well, let me tell you what you can do, man.
Circus is galore.
And you got to just get information that you know you want to share with people. People don't read much anymore. Unless you sit them down and you put them in front of a television, they're God, okay?
Exactly.
They're not going to buy into it. And that's why you need to get copies of these movies. You know, you can download them for free if you can't afford them. We encourage you to make copies. But you got to make it fun. You got to say, oh, let's have a dinner party. Invite five of your friends and maybe sit them down and just say, oh, you know, let's throw this in and see what happens. Maybe play some cards while you're watching it. You're going to catch someone's interest. You know, you've got to bring it in a positive light. And, I know it's not the easiest thing in the world. I've been doing it now for 6 years. It's tough waking people up, but slowly but surely I've gotten a lot of people to come around, my friends, my family, the people most important to me, complete strangers. I mean, we need to share this information. We need this info war to get into the next gear. I thank you for the call, Joe. Let's go Leaf in New York City. Leaf, are you with us?
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Before you mentioned something about the New World Religion.
Sure.
I wanted to give you a heads up as to what exactly that was. I work in downtown New York, and about a block from where I work is an organization called the Lucius Trust.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of them.
Of course.
They were started as the Lucifer Trust in the 1920s by Alice A. Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went there because I saw their name so many times. It's a really weird place. The place does not look like it belongs on Wall Street where it is. And
Lucifer Trust, by the way, for those that don't know.
Yeah. And I got a bunch of pamphlets from there, and a lot of the titles are things like The New Group of World Servers, The New World Religion, The Reappearance of Christ, things on meditating together with two other people to create these things called triangles. And the thing that really set me off about them was they recently had their conference in New York, and they have three major festivals every year. Mm-hmm. One's in New York, one's in London, and one's in Geneva. What kind of religious organization meets in the financial capitals of the world? I mean, it's just ridiculous, and it's a really strange place, and they are occultists. It's an occult, esoteric mystery school. They straight up say that they are, in fact, part of the United Nations. They have United Nations stuff all over the inside of their office.
They're totally one-worlders, man, and you're dead on, man. They're pagans. They're into this Luciferian religion. It's do as thou wilt, and they're trying to usher it in. They're trying to break down society. I thank you for the call, Leaf. Hopefully we'll have Esalen on the other side. If we don't, we'll be taking more calls. Alex will be calling in at the bottom of the hour. And remember, we got hot-ass Amy Allen, MTV's Amy Allen, coming in for the final hour. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip
to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
You know what I need out there? I need a Big John, a Big Adam, a Big Tom, a Big Alice, a Big Betty. To start becoming the media, to start standing up for what they believe in, to go to Bilderberg. We got a few of those people over there. We got some big Philly time over there. By the way, Philly 9/11 Truth is one of the best 9/11 Truth organizations locally that I know of. They keep pumping out the hits. And if you want to make a difference, truthaction.org, wearechange.org. In fact, let's go to the live We Are Change feed. Ah, as soon as I'm going to hit the button, it's not broadcast. I mean, literally my finger's on the button. And they cut the broadcast. Unbelievable. Well, it's live radio, folks, so you just gotta, you move along to get along. Remember, coming up in a half an hour, we did confirm we are going to have Amy Allen. So that means I'm gonna play a little Ron Paul Revolution song for you. It's top notch, kids. And I hope you enjoy. Let's go to Leon in Texas. Leon, you're on the air live.
Howdy. I was listening to you guys talking about the collapse of the Twin Towers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a clue that you have overlooked.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, before these things fell down,
mm-hmm.
there was a bunch of New York Police Department helicopters circling them.
Sure, and they give off that little flash right before the tower goes down, right?
And they were trying to assess, you know, the possibility of evacuating people.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided that it was impractical.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, they took videotapes of the floors where the airliner struck.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And these videotapes are pretty striking.
Are we talking about, like, the videotapes of the woman in the impact zone waving and that sort of thing?
No, no. She was on a different floor. But, you know, but what we're talking about is that they're looking straight, they got their video cam pointed straight into the impact floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's white hot in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like diesel fuel hot. It's white hot. And I know
where
the difference.
Where is this video? I've never seen it.
Well, I've seen stills from it.
Well, where can I find this stuff? Because I've never seen any of this stuff. White hot, huh? I've seen just about everything. I've gone through every live news feed from that day until 9/13 that's available from ABC to CBS.
There's a still from it in one of the major, one of the major books on the 9/11 thing.
Well, I would say send it out to Aaron at Infowars.com or get at me at Jason at LooseChange.com
Wait a minute. Now, you might think this would prove that there was thermite or something like that on that floor. But I don't think it does.
Well, again, I can't really comment because I haven't seen the pictures. Obviously, you think the official version is what happened. When we see the squibs going 20 and 40, 60 floors below the impact, we have molten metal that is unexplainable, and we have people inside that impact hole 2 minutes before the towers actually collapse, and that's confirmed by the NYFD. They say they can knock it down.
The body of the plane itself is 110 tons of aluminum,
mm-hmm.
And if that burns, it's like burning 300 tons of coal on one floor.
Well, once again, I mean, they're in the impact hole. There's no doubt about it. They're in the impact hole. They're up there. They're in the, I think it was like the 72nd, 73rd floor, and they say they can knock the fires out with two hand lines. You can't survive in white hot heat if you're a human being.
Those people weren't talking from there.
Yes, they were. Absolutely,
they were talking from the middle lobby.
Sorry, you're wrong. They're on that floor. It's in Loose Change Second Edition. It's confirmed. Go check it out for yourself. I'm going to let you go because you've got a lot of misinformation, man. They're in the impact zone. They're not in the lobby. Come on, the lobby.
You can knock out little fires with little hand lights.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Well, because it was a little fire. They're in the impact zone.
It's not a little fire where the
all right,
plane
Leon,
actually
hey,
hit.
I gave you your little soapbox. Send me the pictures. I'll take a look at it. I think it's nonsense. Again, these people are in the impact zone. Let's jump to Mark in Georgia. Mark, are you with us?
Yes, I am. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Let's see. First, for those that were, I appreciate Alex's view that we don't want to get into a bunch of religious dogmatism. Like I like to say, if you love me as your brother in Christ, please show me where I'm wrong, because we're all wrong about something. DoYouLoveJesus.org, letter U. I read this book about a year ago called The Synagogue of Satan, and I've dealt with people who I think you're a sycophant, and if you thought I was paying him a compliment, I said, no, you don't understand, you're not engaging your brain, what I'm saying, That's what sycophant means, is a person who accepts things at face value without checking them out, and that, it's like, the thing is, this book just spells out the lineage of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, that they're Ashkenazi, and he explains, in Judaism, you have to have a proper, legitimate matriarchal lineage. These people don't have a legitimate, a person can proselytize into the faith, and their descendants are considered to be full-fledged Jews. But the thing is that, basically, I try to point people out that there's a site called Jews Not Zionist that fully concur that basically, Zionism and Judaism are exactly opposite in so many respects. Judaism says you treat your fellow man, whether he's a believer in the Jewish faith or not, with the same fairness and justice, regardless. And Zionism says is basically militant hegemony and basically oppression and provocateuring.
Well, let me speak to that just for 1 second, because a lot of people, obviously. They try to associate the Patriot movement, the 9/11 Truth movement, with anti-Semitism. And
yes.
Any time that you bring up Israel as a bad guy, in which many cases they are, they automatically say Jew. Well,
right.
Number one, in the United States, you don't refer to everybody as a Christian, okay, even though that
right.
is the dominant religion. Okay,
right.
Just because you live in Israel does not mean you are a Jew. And
yes.
just because you're born of a Middle Eastern descent that happens to be quote-unquote Jewish doesn't mean you follow that religion. So
right.
I think that that's just a terrible term. I think when you're criticizing the Israeli government or the Mossad, you need to say that by name.
Right.
And I think that there is a total difference between what Zionism is, which was, you know, the creation and prolonging of Israel and all this agenda in the Middle East, from Judaism. You know, I'm in New
exactly.
York, man. And, you know, when I went to college, you know, half of the students were, you know, Jewish descent, you know, had a bar mitzvah, the whole thing. These people aren't part of some kind of plot to take over the world. They're not inherently evil. You know, they're
right.
people like you and me. And
right.
they're following, you know, the religion that their parents put upon them. And
right.
I hate the confusion. I hate all of the,
I agree.
The anti-Jew stuff. It's garbage.
Well,
and,
yeah, because, it's one of those things where, and the thing I try to be clear is, like, when people hear this mistaken idea that in Islam and the Muslim world they refer to America as the great Satan, it's like, no, they're not even referring to the government as the great Satan. They're referring not merely to the political figures that are up at the top of the apparent pyramid. They're referring actually more to the people behind the scenes. You know, it's like...
There's that great Revelations quotation right before they go over the mark of the beast, that our leaders will pose as Christians and actually be into the occult. And it's all in like,
right.
the same paragraph. It's unbelievable to me. I thank you for the call, Mark. I'm going to try to jump over to the Bilderberg Group. Matt Lapasik is doing a little bullhorning, so let's hit the button and hopefully it works. Let's go.
The door inside the building is to deny that this conference even exists. How did they do that? Why did they do that? And who are they working for? They're not working for your family. They're not working for my family. They're not working for the United States of America. Or any of the notions for which this country was founded on. They're working towards a world order, a centralization of power. Today, this country stands in threat of a merger. Our country stands in threat of the North American Union. And the Security and Prosperity Agreements that threaten to merge our once sovereign powers. Today, the European Union is nearly completed with the Lisbon Treaty and the final onslaught introducing the new European Union presidential superstate.
And there you have it. Live from Bilderberg. Remember, you can get that video feed over at wearechange.org. We're probably going to be playing some of that in the final hour with Amy Allen. Let's take one more phone call, and then I'm going to try to play this Amy Allen video. Let's go to Renee. Renee, you're live on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, before I get to my point, I just am just a little suspicious. I am suspicious that I just don't think it's a coincidence that little hottie Amy Allen
uh-huh.
was scheduled when you were supposed to, Jason.
I'll admit, I did luck out. I really lucked out.
I think that was your plan.
I don't book the guests, but I'll take them when I get them.
She looks a lot better than Willie Nelson.
I would have to agree with you there.
But I think one thing that we have to get rid of to ever have a chance of getting the whole system clean is all these perks that the government workers get. The thing is, to me, it's not fair.
Oh, did we just lose her? Oh, that's unfortunate, because she seemed like she had a lot of good things to say, but I have to agree with her. A lot of people are drawn into the government sector because of the benefits, because they're not going to have to worry about their dental, their health, their family's health, and that makes them good little servants. You know, they don't want to question the status quo. They don't want to have to go to the private sector where they're going to probably have to take a decrease in pay and a decrease in benefits and struggle a little more. They're willing to take on that fascism. So I got some more callers, but before we go to the callers, let's do it, because we got Alex coming up in the bottom of the hour, and then Amy probably doesn't want to hear her own song again. But here it is, the video, the unofficial video for Ron Paul Revolution.
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Good the Constitution, and that's what we ought to be doing. The system that we have today is ripping off the middle class and the poor. Can you imagine how great a nation we'd have if we didn't have the Federal Reserve System printing all this money?
Awesome video. I cannot wait to have Amy Allen on the program in about 15 minutes. Just killer. You know, she got the Suicide Girls in there, for those who know what that is, another group of hot chicks. Just another way to reach the masses. You know, I played a Flobot song because this is about bringing the youth into this. We're the only ones that have really stepped up hardcore. Let's be honest about it. I see my film, you know, Loose Change on college campuses. I talk at high schools and colleges more than any other place. And I've even talked to a couple middle schools, folks. You know, the young people know what's going on. You know, that's where it's big. And we need to motivate them to get involved in government, to learn what the three branches are again, to look for checks and balances. All right, let's take another caller before we end this segment. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, are you with me?
Yes, I am. What's up, Jason? How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, good. You're doing a great job. This is a real exciting time. I think you're absolutely right about the youth getting involved, and we are stepping up, and I feel real excited about all this. I always wanted to ask you, when I saw Loose Change Debates Popular Mechanics, if you could give a little bit of a behind the scenes, what went on there.
Sure.
Like with the guy that was right next to you, sitting
James
right next to you, seemed real nervous.
Well, I'll tell you what. Jimmy Meggs, in fact, there's a little video up there. I want to say it's the 9/11 2006 video, I'm pretty sure. Dylan posted it. You can see some Louder Than Words videos on the run-up to that. But we were in the thing, and they asked us to stop filming them. It was him and David Dunbar. And I approached them prior to the thing. I gave my card. I said, you know, I'd love to interview you guys for the final cut, you know, a representative of Popular Mechanics. And they took my card, blah, 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 blah. Now, in between commercial breaks, after the first segment, when I'd actually gotten to talk, you know, the first segment, like, this guy was blown away. He's looking at me. He can't believe what I'm saying to him. And then by the second segment, he actually turned to me and he said, you know, I was not prepared for you guys to be as well-spoken and prepared for this thing. He's like, I'm quite surprised. And I'm like, you know, I'm sitting here trying to save the country, man, and you know you're lying. I mean, you obviously saw the animosity on my face.
Oh, you jumped.
Oh, man, I wish I was just a little bit more calm. I think I came across better on the radio.
Oh, you came across great, bro.
Well, thanks, man, than I did on television, because I did get a little aggravated. But, man, you know, these are the guys that are propagating for our government. And until we get the truth about 9/11, bro, we're never going to have change in this country. I thank you so much for the call, Chris. We're going to have Alex Jones in this next segment, and then Amy Allen, Ron Paul, Start a Revolution, PrisonPlanet.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat.
and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing CocoPure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
CocoPure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try CocoPure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try CocoPure, call 1-800-457-9914. CocoPure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
We are back on this historical radio broadcast.
Someone to hear
broadcasting
your
live from Bilderberg 2008. I'm watching the live video feed right now, and they got a big banner that says "Only evil is done in secret." And Luke Radowski, Aaron Dykes, Alex Jones, and about 20 plus other people are down there. And Alex is on the line with an update. Alex Jones.
Hey guys, yeah, pull up, go down there and park in that area right before it. There's like a office building right before down there, about 200 yards. Park there, okay? Okay, see ya. More people arriving. Bermas, are we live?
Yes, we are live, sir.
Well, listen, I'll be back on Coast to Coast AM tonight with a quick 10-minute report, 5-10-minute report, and I'll do live reports in probably on George Butler Saturday night on Genesis. And I just really appreciate the five-star job you've done while I've been out of town. And let's just go ahead and end the Bilderberg coverage live here with some bullhorning. What, we got about 3 minutes left, Bermas?
You got it.
Now, I've told everybody here, they've got incredible telephoto pictures of all these world leaders. But everybody's been so busy and so tired at night, they haven't been uploading them. So everybody who has photos, videos, get them up. Get them on YouTube. Get them on Flickr. Get them on MySpace. Get them out to everybody now so that this information has its full effect. Everybody, this is the 3 or 4 days when people all over the world will pay attention. Get the stories off InfoWars.com. Get the stories off PrisonPlanet.com. WeAreChange.org. All of them. Get them out to everybody now. We need massive reportage. It's been totally insane. We've got to get all this material out right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take the show out here with the bullhorning. Here we go. Just hold that up. All right. You New World Order crap! You think I like having to risk my life to come here and confront you? You think I like having to put up with all your criminal spooks?
my name, my blood, my oath, my treasure, 110% against you. I feel like you've robbed a lot of my life, but I committed myself 13 years ago to fight the New World Order. Back off! Quit pushing! Turn your police state off!
Yeah.
Stop poisoning the water! Stop poisoning the air! Stop carrying out eugenics operations against the people of this planet! You keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, and humanity knows you're the enemy of freedom, and they can't be pushed anymore. All over the place, mainstream news that you thought you owned and controlled is reporting how you put cancer viruses in the vaccines, HIV in the smallpox shots. It's all over the news now. You can't stop it. You can't shut down the internet either. The people already have a taste of free information, real information, alternative information. They want to make up their own minds. Your mainstream media is falling apart. The alternative media is exploding. And you are destined to be defeated. You are destined for your new world order to go down in a big way.
Yeah.
We have had it with your new world order. We've had it with your criminal activities and your shadow government.
Yeah.
And we want you to leave us and our families alone.
Yeah.
And stop murdering people.
Yeah.
There it is, folks. Alex Jones live
from
Bilderberg.
Stop your criminal activities now.
We'll be back after these messages. It is the Alex Jones Show. We'll have Amy Allen. Why do I call her Lee? Smoking hot Amy Allen, by the way. Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.